Please settle your body, speech, and mind into their natural states. So find a posture that feels relaxed and supportive to you. And there's a multitude of ways to settle body, speech, and mind in Buddha Dharma. And I don't have time to talk about all those ways, teach all those ways. So I'm just going to guide you in a very, very quick somatic visualization that does the trick. This is 9 breaths, Taramandala style. Some of you who've been in my other retreats are very familiar with this way of relaxing. And so let me guide you in. It's very simple. So take 3 deep breaths. And with the first deep breath, hook any physical tension that you might find in your body with the in-breath. And release it with the out-breath down through your head, your neck, your torso, hips, thighs, calves, out the arches of your feet, streaming down your arms, out your fingertips, deep into Mother Earth. Just let Mother Earth hold whatever you have been trying to hold and transform with your puny little earth body. And do this a couple of more times, hooking either the same physical tension or a different physical tension. And releasing it out and down there. Head, your torso, hips, thighs, calves, out the arches of your feet, down your arms, out your fingertips, deep into Mother Earth. And with the next 3 deep breaths or so, you may be on a different rate of breathing than I am. The next 3 deep breaths, hook any emotional tension you might feel. And we do feel our emotions physically. We don't think them, although we think them, we don't. So hook that emotional tension. You might give it a 1-word name. Hook it with the in-breath, breathe it out and down with the out-breath. Again, down through your head, your torso, your hips, thighs, calves. Out the arches of your feet, down your arms and out your fingertips, deep into Mother Earth. Do that a couple more times, hooking the same emotion or a different emotion. And with the last 3 deep breaths or so, hook any mental tension. These are the niggling thoughts that are going round and round. Maybe thoughts of today, thoughts of tonight, thoughts that have been with you for a few days, maybe existential, pervasive thoughts that hum along there in the background all the time. Hook them, hook one with the in-breath and release it with the out-breath. Down through your head, your torso, your hips, your thighs, your calves, out the arches of your feet, down your arms, out your fingertips. Just give it to Mother Earth, let her chew on it for a while. Maybe when you pick it back up, it'll be healed. In any case, I guarantee your thoughts will be there when you're done, and if you want them back, you can take them back. Thoughts never cease. They're like a carousel of ponies. You can let them go, you can remove your attention from them, but they will always be there for now. And then just simply be with the breath. This breath meditation is about abiding, not concentrating. You just want to abide with the breath. Rest with the breath. How deeply can you rest with the in and out breath? Can you receive its gift of breathing you? Just think, one less thing you got to do. The breath is there all the time, doing it for you. Just give it a little bit of love, a little bit of acknowledgement. Something you don't have to do. It's kind of like an internal massage, there all the time. You don't even have to pay for it. Just feel what your breath is doing through you. No need to alter or change it. Maybe you can become aware of the space or the openness or the gap right at the end of the out-breath and before you take the in-breath. If you can identify that little gap, it's really not so little. Space of awareness is vast. As you identify it, try to keep that awareness of that space as you breathe in. And you're not altering anything, not a longer or shorter exhalation, but just keeping awareness of the space that you tune into at the end of the out-breath. The space that's always present, not just at the end of the breath, but at that moment that there's the turning around of the breath, that's the moment where you can become aware of the space that's always present. And always present. You don't have to manufacture it. Doesn't depend on causes and circumstances. It's always there. Try to keep kind of a simultaneous awareness of space and the breath, both the in-breath and the out-breath. Again, it's not like it's a little tiny space. It's rather a gap or a doorway into that space which is always present, vast and limitless. Two things you don't have to manufacture. When thoughts arise, and thoughts do arise because that's the nature of our mind, just notice, oh yeah, I'm having a thought or feeling. Maybe you've had it for 5 minutes. Don't beat yourself up, just come back. Just return. No need to judge. Come back. Go back to the method. And just rest. And maintaining a deep sense of ease, we now focus our attention on the mental domain. It's okay to maintain a peripheral awareness of the breath as you do that. Maybe 20% attention on the breath and 80% attention to the mental domain. You might even want to combine it with the breath, attending closely to the space of the mind and its contents as you breathe in, and then relaxing deeply with each exhalation. But in either case, please attend to whatever arises in the mental domain without distraction or grasping. Have no preference for fewer thoughts or different emotions or particular states of mind. Simply remain luminously and discerningly present. No matter what arises in the present moment, hover there, take note, notice all the coming and the going, while your awareness remains still, unattached, non-reactive. You may notice that mental events arising from moment to moment are their own reality. They may not correspond to anything independent of your mind. Attend to them without becoming entangled, without slipping into the past or anticipating the future. Thoughts, mental images, fantasies, motion, all coming up and vanishing. Lots and lots of motion. Attending to this coming and going of the mind, you may discern a stillness of awareness. An awareness that's still, right in the midst of this raucous movement of mind. Try to settle your attention in that awareness. Hover ever so simply in the present moment, without directing or isolating your attention to any particular object. Let your awareness remain motionless, not scurrying after the various sights and sounds appearing to the five physical senses. As thoughts arise in the space of experience, together with their visual imagery, sounds, tactile sensations, just let your awareness remain motionless in its own place, without grasping or aversion towards anything. Remain in stillness amidst a whirlwind of appearances to the mind and senses. Be like a gracious host surrounded by unruly guests. You might alternate between observing who is concentrating inwardly and who is releasing. What is that very agent that releases the mind and concentrates the mind? What is that awareness of the one who is focusing the interest? Let the awareness itself steadily observe itself and then release again. By so doing, fine stillness will arise and you may even identify pristine awareness, primordial consciousness. If awareness remains evenly, lucidly, and steadily wherever it is placed, shamatha has arisen. And finally, just release everything and rest in non-conceptual awareness for a moment. No effort, no looking, no trying, no focusing, just non-conceptual awareness, rest in awareness. And conclude by bringing forth your most meaningful aspirations for yourself and for others. And dedicate your merit, benefit, and virtue to their actualization.